You know, it never ceases to amaze me just how diluted the manosphere has become over the years. When you compare, say, 2024 with 2012, it is readily apparent. And some of the important lessons that were learned and taught back then have been completely lost in the madness of the massification, casualization, and dilution of said manosphere. And one of these important lessons is the relationship dynamic between politicians and men. And we'll get into this in a bit. But I first want to start this video with an example of what I'm talking about, although it comes from the other camp, so to speak. So recently I was talking to this young woman who claimed that she wanted to move to Europe and learn a European language because of the threat of Trumpf. And I tried to be polite about it and said, I don't really think that the election of Trumpf is really going to affect your daily life that much. It's very unlikely. And I pointed out to her many examples of past presidents and even former President Trump not having a direct effect on people's lives, individuals, and she sort of had to concede that. And you see in the Democratic camp, the left-wing camp, that a lot of these people are very upset about Trump's election, and they think it's the end of the world and how it's really going to affect their lives deeply. You might make the argument that if they allow it to affect their lives, it would affect their lives, sure. But the converse is also true. There are a lot of people, unfortunately, in the manosphere who are saying things akin to "we won," which is basically to say that with the election of Trumpf, men have somehow won. They've beaten the odds, and they have made progress in some inscrutable, abstract manner, which I personally can't grasp or understand whatsoever. These people exist. There are many of them. I don't think they're being malicious or manipulative. I think a lot of these people are just delusional. The idea that any elected politician, and specifically the president, will have a major impact on your individual life and the quality of said life is a bit absurd. If you're a normal person, it's probably negligible to non-existent. And more specifically, if you're a normal guy, an average guy, or a below average guy, it's going to be absolutely irrelevant who sits in office by and large. And this idea that Trumpf is somehow your guy because you're a man, we need to break this down. So way back in the day, when the late great Barbarossa was still active on YouTube, he used to have a lot of discussions, debates, arguments, if you will, with people that were pushing the idea that the Republican Party was the savior party of men in the United States. And I think he always made the point, I think he's right about this, that's simply not true. What happens here is that people conflate the notion that men in the majority vote Republican, ergo Republicans are for men, so to speak. They try to help men. They try to make men's lives better. And of course, nothing could be further from the truth. Not that the Democrats do that either, but men are always going to be, especially average men, in the very precarious position that nobody, broadly speaking, gives a damn about them, whatever their political affiliation. And back then, 12 years ago, that was very clear. The people actually bought the Kool-Aid that the Republicans were somehow for men. Yeah, in some very vague sense, if only because male interests are more broadly represented by Republicans and more women vote for Democrats. But again, in essence, it doesn't really matter because Republicans don't care about your life or your welfare or how you're doing or whether you're depressed or not or whatever. And the idea that Trumpf in this regard is somehow different, I hate to break it to you, because I know I'm going to upset some people, but I will give credit where it's due. Trumpf is a little bit different. He's very meme-y. He's got his own flair, sure. But at the end of the day, Trump, or Trumpf as I like to call him, is just as much a corpo elite as any of these other guys are. Yes, he's different. He has a different presentation. He at least puts on airs as if he were sort of the average guy, but he's not. And the reality is that it'd probably be impossible for somebody to be elected who isn't a corpo elite. It's happened so many times. You see it. People try and they fail. So what does this mean for you as the individual man? Well, it means that, I'm sorry to break it to you, but Trump isn't going to change your life fundamentally. He's not a win for men. He's not a win for you. And this conflation with this idea of the winning of an election, I get where it comes from. We can talk about that. But it's not the same thing as people really think, especially men think. It's just silly. No politician, especially no president, is for you at the individual level. And all presidents, including Dumpf, will gladly, if you're young enough, send you to your death in some dump hole in the third world if need be. They will gladly do this, and they will not shed a tear. They won't even note your existence as they send you to your annihilation. Now, I do get some aspects of this worship reverence of Dumpf, because you could say we won, as in the people who voted for him won, I don't vote, by sticking it to the Democrats, sticking it to the progressive left, sticking it to the people that have been so annoying for the past couple of years. In this sense, I would say, sure, you might cite that as a kind of win, because he's obviously pissing off a lot of people, and a lot of people who voted for Trump aren't fans of the progressive left. So yeah, that makes sense. So you've upset a bunch of people, and there's a certain sense of schadenfreude that emerges from that. I get that. I'm human. I experience that sometimes. But you always have to put these things in perspective. And ultimately, if you want to talk about men and male issues, the election of Trump is completely irrelevant to that. There's no bearing on it whatsoever. What's more, even though initially the election of Trump is sticking it to the progressives and sticking it to the left, and it might make for some good memes, and people might get some good feelings and good kicks and schadenfreude out of it, ultimately it's possible that that aspect too might backfire. Because, look, it's not like these people are going to relent because Trump is in office. Matter of fact, in all likelihood, they're going to double down and dig in their heels even more. And you can already see it happening on social media. So if anything, the election of Trump is likely to accelerate but not end the so-called culture war. And the people that are already on oppositional sides of the aisle at cultural war with each other, so to speak, they're going to become that much more inimical to each other rather than bridging the gap. Because the way it works now is show no quarter, give no quarter, and these people are not going to make any concessions whatsoever. You know the way it works, monkey hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. That's how it's going to be. And so I'm very skeptical of this idea that the election of Trump is going to somehow turn the tide of the culture war in favor of the opposition of the progressives and the left. I just don't see that happening. I always grant that possibility, but it seems like a very unlikely one to me, even vanishingly small. Because here's the thing. Everyone these days pretty much exists in their own echo chamber. And your echo chamber on the left is just going to reinforce that Trump is a fascist dictator or the embodiment of Satan or whatever it might be. So none of the good that Trump could potentially do will break through to them. And only the bad things he does will break through to them, and they'll obsess over that versus the good stuff, just like last time. So I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm old school. I am definitionally an OG of the manosphere, as all of you know. And I just don't buy into this rhetoric, this notion that politicians are for you as a man. I just don't buy it. I just think they're politicians, and the ones that get elected to the highest office in the country are universally corpo elites, because that's the only archetype that is allowed to be elected. Now, like I said, Trump is a sort of different type of corpo elite, but that's all he is at the end of the day. He's good for memes, he's good for drama, and for all we know, maybe he'll put a dent in the culture war, but I doubt it. Now, I'm not saying these things simply to aggravate men and to piss them off. I know I will probably piss some men off. I'm saying it because it's true. This is the way it's always been. And over a decade ago, the people in the manosphere realized this. They knew that fundamentally neither Republicans nor Democrats nor particular politicians were for them in any sense. And I have to point this out again, whether Republican or Democrat, I guarantee that all these politicians, whether they're presidents, senators, vice presidents, doesn't matter, they will happily send you off to your death in some foreign country if need be, if you're sufficiently young. They absolutely would do that, or try to brainwash you, just like what happened with Pat Tillman, which I made a video about, and none will be the wiser. That's just the nature of things, right? Voting is there to make you feel good about yourself, feel that you actually matter in the grand scheme of things politically. When you don't, it's a feel-good tool. And the politicians, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, or Trump himself, will take full advantage of that to deceive you into thinking you actually matter, and you'll end up wasting your time on life on things that don't actually matter to your life. Anyway, that's pretty much what I have to say about this. I've seen a lot of videos, especially in the Manosphere, and also Manosphere adjacent areas, proclaiming the great victory of the God Emperor. And fair enough, it could be an interesting ride. But you really need to be cautious and circumspect about how relevant that is to you as an individual man, and how beneficial it is. Because like I said, corpo elites, whatever their stripes, don't give a rat's buttocks about you. Anyway, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my patrons on Patreon and my donors on PayPal. You guys are indispensable. This channel could not exist without you. Thank you so much. And if you can hit the bell icon to be informed of my videos, it'd be much appreciated. For whatever reason, people are not notified of my videos. And if you can hit the like button, comment, share, subscribe if you're not yet subscribed, that'll be helpful too. Much appreciated. And if I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. May the gods watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.